we think of fatigue as a concept that encompasses a lot of different aspects. There are two different terms. There's fatigue and there's sleepiness. Sleepiness comes from not getting enough sleep. Fatigue is a concept that involves motivation to work. So if you're fatigued, you have a low motivation to make, you know, to produce output.
That was Dr. Jean Geiger Brown, a professor and assistant dean of research at the University of Maryland School of Nursing. Dr. Geiger Brown is regarded as one of the leading experts on sleep and fatigue in the nursing profession. If you remember last month's podcast, we spoke with EMS providers and asked them to weigh in on their shift lengths and tell us about the negative impacts they see from long shifts. As a result of their feedback we received, we noted that all of our interviewees stated they felt tired after a long shift, and many said they felt their clinical care was at risk. This month, we wanted to look into research of a sleep expert and see how long shifts directly impact sleep and fatigue. Here is what Dr. Geiger Brown had to say.
For many, many hospitals across the United States, 12-hour shifts have become the predominant way of organizing work schedules. And so a typical shift might start at 7 a.m. and might be over at 7:30 p.m., and a night shift might start at 7 p.m. and go to 7:30 a.m. So that's a fairly typical shift pattern. And what I've done is take a look at what kind of sleep nurses get around these shifts, because 12 hours with commuting time on either end doesn't leave much time at home to rest and recover between shifts. Between 12-hour shifts, nurses are getting about 5.4 hours of sleep each time that they do a 12-hour shift, go home and sleep, and then go back. So in general, when we measure sleep objectively, sleep is pretty poor. If you ask nurses to self-report their sleep, they'll report a little bit more sleep than this most of the time. But again, what they're not counting is the time that they're awake when they're in bed.
What types of environments cause fatigue? Can EMS providers avoid fatigue? Here's what Dr. Geiger Brown has to say.
Certainly, sustained high-intensity work can produce fatigue, and sustained periods of very low-intensity work can produce fatigue. So this is sort of the boredom type of fatigue. And then there are habits that can cause fatigue, you know, having inadequate exercise, a poor diet, and not taking advantage of opportunities to sleep. And fatigue can come from extended work shifts. Fatigue can also come from a lack of sleep, but it also can come from other things. Acute fatigue, which is the kind of fatigue that you would have after you are producing a sustained effort for a long period of time. In exercise terms, you would think of this as, you know, the kind of fatigue you would have after sprinting. But in an occupational setting, you might think of it as the kind of fatigue that you would have after you had a very, very busy shift. That's acute fatigue. Chronic fatigue is the kind of fatigue where you don't really feel restored after you have a period of rest. So you've worked a shift, you've gone home, you've gotten up and gone to work the next day, and right at the beginning of the shift, before you even do any work, you already feel fatigued. So we call that chronic fatigue.
For healthcare workers with chronic medical problems such as sleep apnea, restless leg syndrome, or narcolepsy, getting high-quality sleep is difficult, even when ample sleep time is available. Dr. Geiger Brown stated that prolonged fatigue can lead to chronic fatigue syndrome, which ultimately affects one's immune system. Finally, we asked Dr. Geiger Brown her opinion about the best shift length for healthcare workers.
I am not a proponent of 12-hour shifts. However, 12-hour shifts are sometimes the least of our problems, because I'm now beginning to hear that there are some specialties, for example, specialties such as neonatal nurse practitioners, that have 24-hour shifts. Now, although it's true that they have an on-call room and can go and rest, that's not always possible for them to do. It's just like EMS workers, where maybe they'll get to lie down on a cot for a little while, but, you know, if the ambulance runs all night, so are they.
Dr. Geiger Brown believes that 10-hour shifts are the best length for healthcare providers due to research showing that workers only sleep approximately half of the time between shifts. A 12-hour shift with 12 hours off leaves only 6 hours for sleep. Stay tuned for more information on sleep and fatigue in EMS, as MSARN is nearing the completion of another study cohort in November 2012. Links for Dr. Geiger-Brown's work at the University of Maryland are available on the podcast page at podcast.msarn.org. In next month's podcast, we will discuss the measurement of adverse events in EMS. To learn more about MSARN or to leave feedback on our podcast, log on to podcast.msarn.org. For MSARN, my name is Charlie Warner, and I'm just an ambulance driver. Thank you, and good day.